from 5,000 feet in Fort Davis to 3 feet in Jamaica Bay, where liberty's threatened in Texas. Count on Pratt on Texas to sound the alarm. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio on the high ground of Texas. Oh, and more on the high ground of Texas later in the show. I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a corporate management muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day. National story headline is right. The center square. Abbott, conservatives at odds over property tax reform. Well, folks, it's not just about Abbott, but many weak legislators. Many decry big spending at election time, but actually support such, often under the veil of local control. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored as it is every day by our friends at Allied Compliance Services. Are you hiring? Check for drug and alcohol use and that kind of thing, and improve safety in your business. They'll help you out. They'll keep you in compliance. And you truckers, they are experts at dealing with the clearinghouse and all the registration drivers have to do and keeping you straight on everything. Why, compliance is their middle name, Allied Compliance Services. Just check them out at alliedcompliance.com. They sponsor our Lone Star story of the day. Senator Seliger's out. He's not running for re-election. Woohoo! Ding dong, the witch is dead. Well, sort of. The Amarillo fake Republican crowd, they'll put up somebody and fund them, and it'll probably be that Ginger Nelson or somebody else who is actually not at all a conservative or even Republican. We've got other campaign news as well. The demand is strong for another special session to ban vaccine mandates, but even though it should be done, and the public will is shown. I mean, look at Southwest Airlines having to, they're not backing off totally, but they've backed off a lot. As some headlines said, they gave up the ghost on this mandate, but it's not true. But look how many of their own employees, not only through action on the job, but actually showing up to protest at the headquarters made a difference. I mean, the political will is there. So why are people like a governor, lieutenant governor, and your legislators not so big on this? Well, I'll tell you, many of them are timid and cowardly. They really do value the big business donations to their campaign coffers far more than they value the integrity of standing up for the things they believe in or say they believe in at election time. Nothing new there. We got a lot of other news to get to. Don't forget, all new members of my Pratt on Texas Listener Club during October will be in a drawing to win an author-signed copy of Cowboyhood, the newest book in the multiple award-winning Wilder Good series from our friend Nathan Dahlstrom. And my friends, go to the website, prattontexas.com, and look at the voter guide. I was asked by listeners, as always, to do this on the constitutional amendment election, which is underway. And it's there. You can get it. Listener Club members got that link, I think, Monday night, first day of early voting. So that's another reason to be a member of the Listener Club. I don't send a lot of stuff out. That's the first thing I'd send out in a couple of months. It's not like you're going to get a daily digest or even a weekly digest or even a monthly digest. When we're going to do something special or there's something really important you need to know about, I send it out to you. It's a family. It is our family. And you can join free. I don't give your information to anybody. Join at prattontexas.com. And remember, you'll get if you're a new Listener Club member during the month of October, you'll be in the drawing for a copy of Dahlstrom's latest in his Wilder Good series, Cowboyhood. It is a fantastic book. And that's that. All right, my friends, don't forget, you can listen to the show as a podcast now. Catch up with things. Yesterday's show is, I had some very nice comments about it. People like it, I guess, when I get all wound up and start talking about what they feel, their liberty. Look, that's not contrived, and I can't do that to that degree every single day. You just can't maintain that kind of emotion. But nice comments on yesterday's show, so you can go to the podcast page, look for the 19th of October, where I talked about the legislature failing to ban vaccine mandates as being immoral and damnable, and it is. And that's there as a podcast. Now, it doesn't have the great music our radio program has, sadly, due to licensing rules, but it's still all the content of the show. All right, now, let's get on with things. Remains of a sailor from Leveland, the city home of South Plains College, just to the west of Lubbock in Hockley County, the capital of Hockley County, Texas. The Defense POWMIA Accounting Agency announced that Navy Fireman First Class James O. McDonald, 25 years old of Leveland, who was killed in the attack on Pearl Harbor, I guess. That's right. His remains were accounted for on 22 December of last year, December 7th, that date which will live in infamy, 1941. He was assigned to the battleship USS Oklahoma, moored at Ford Island, Pearl Harbor, and the ship was attacked in the surprise attack by Japan, the Empire of Japan. The Oklahoma sustained multiple tornado hits, caused it to capsize. 429 crewmen died, including Levelland's James McDonald, who was only 25 years of age. His name's recorded on the walls of the missing at the punch bowl there, along with others who are missing from WW2. A rosette will be placed next to his name to indicate he's been accounted for. His remains will be buried at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Honolulu, coming up on 19 January. Connolly ISD in Central Texas, KWTX, reporting that Timothy Bruner, a primary school teacher at Connolly ISD, has been charged with online solicitation of a minor and now been arrested again on a stalking charge. They apparently got caught in one of these undercover sting things where he thought he was talking to a minor, and then they arrested him on a stalking charge, saying that the deputy's saying that turns out he'd been stalking a woman when she was a minor and continued it for several years. A public school teacher there. Thieves take $70,000 worth of equipment from Texas A&M's farm complex. This out from the A&M Police Department. They say this happened in Burleson County, and this is, I think, discovered yesterday. But chain on the gate had been cut. Two buildings burglarized. They took a UTV, a truck, a skid steer, two saddles. And there's a Chevy pickup, Chevy 2500 extended cab with the AgriLife logo on it. Didn't have a tailgate. And, it's a Kawasaki UTV. The skid steer is a John Deere 324E with a bucket attachment. So big loss there, $70,000 lost to the taxpayers. The iconic Buddy Holly statue in Lubbock was vandalized in a very odd way. People have put graffiti once in a while, but this one was some other kind of thing that's making it hard to clean it up. And the only reason I wanted to bring this up is the marketing manager for the city of Lubbock. Why a government in a monopoly has a marketing manager, but nevertheless, that's the growth. We've just grown the hell out of government. But the person said in the quote in the news story at KMAC, it just makes you wonder why. Why can't people just leave things alone? That's what I've been asking about local city government and county government and government at all levels since I started the show. Why can't you just leave us alone? You know, everything you do takes our liberty in one way or another, takes our money and liberty. And when you take our money, you're taking our freedom away as well, because then we can't spend it the way we want to for the money we earn. Why can't y'all leave us alone? I tripped on that comment because that's all that we've been asking for. You know, just do the basic things, do them well. Why do there always have to be new positions, new titles, new projects, new growth of government here, there, everywhere? Leave us alone. How about that, Ms. Nobles at the City of Lubbock? Why can't y'all just leave us alone? By the way, that nurse, that male nurse who was on the trial I mentioned a week or two ago of capital murder, saying he injected air into patients to kill them in the hospital, was on trial in Tyler, was indeed found guilty by the jury, William George Davis of Hallsville, guilty of capital murder involving multiple victims. That trial was held in Tyler. And watch out, look up overhead. Walgreens is beginning to test drone delivery in Texas in Little Elm and Frisco. They've done this a little bit in Australia. It's a really neat story when you read all about it and stuff. It's a subsidiary of Google that makes these drones. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the country boy in me or the true Texan or whatever. I don't care. I have nothing against the drones. It's a neat technology. But when I see something like that flying up over my house, all I want to do with all my effort and being is get a shotgun and blast it out of the air. Not out of malice, just out of fun. I suspect you'll have some things like that happen in Texas, legal or illegal. Back in a moment.
Pratt's back in a moment. After we hear from those who pay the bills.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Jeff Barker Computer Service custom builds better quality, longer lasting servers and high-end business and gamer PCs for you at competitive prices. Jeff Barker Computer Service is your proven, local computer builder for PCs and servers. They've been at it for several decades and are expert. And they service what they build, even years later, when some firms will not. Visit jbcs.com. jbcs.com to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you. jbcs.com.
Vista Bank salutes the entrepreneurs, the brave souls who stared down the crisis of a generation and declared, "This economy won't fail on my watch." Leading the world's greatest economic comeback, you can breathe a little easier, but you won't. That's why we serve you. That's why we bank you. Entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs since 1912. Vista Bank, people first.
Ladies and gentlemen, from somewhere on the great Llano Estacado, it's the one who tells it like he sees it, the one who thinks it's rude not to talk about politics and religion. It's Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Having been born and reared on the high ground of Texas, on the great Llano Estacado, born and reared and lived my life here, it's just such a unique place. Really the last part of the continental U.S. to be settled because of the harsh conditions. And so much of my life has revolved around that and of appreciating what other people see as just flat nothing. Today in Texas history, my friends, is October 20th, 1541. This is the day that conquistador explorer Coronado first described the Llano Estacado, gave it its name, the Staked Plains, to the King of Spain. That's right, it was in this day, the 20th of October, 1541, Francisco Vázquez de Coronado, in a letter to the King of Spain, became the first man to describe the vast Llano Estacado. Llano Estacado, or Staked Plains, the southern extension of the High Plains of North America, is a high mesa lying south of the Canadian River in northwest Texas and northeast New Mexico. Coronado had been appointed in 1540 to lead an expedition to the seven cities of Cibola, wondrous tales of which had been brought to Mexico by Cabeza de Vaca. Coronado found no gold at Cibola in western New Mexico, but he was led on by stories of Quivera, a region far to the east. It was during his search for Quivera that Coronado came upon the Llano Estacado, which he described thusly: "I reached some plains so vast that I did not find their limit anywhere I went, although I traveled over them for more than 300 leagues, with no more landmarks than if we had been swallowed up by the sea. There was not a stone, nor a bit of rising ground, nor a tree, nor a shrub, nor anything to go by." That was part of his quote. Future explorers echoed his impressions of the region, and development did not begin till the 1870s, though it proceeded rapidly thereafter. Indeed, the Llano witnessed the most rapid development of any section of the state, progressing from an economy based on unfenced public grazing land to a modern industrial economy within half a century. The region's population in 1880 was only about 1,000 people. A century later, almost 1 million people. And, of course, where I live, where I was born and reared, and around where I sit now in the hub city of Lubbock, the largest upland cotton-growing region on planet Earth and one of the most rich plains really anywhere. And it's just absolutely beautiful. It's one reason I've never understood why people get so excited about being on a cruise ship to see the sunrise and the sunset. It dawned on me that they live in cities and stuff and they never see that. Where I lived, and I didn't live in town, all around my house, horizon to horizon, just like on the ocean every day, and just beautiful. So we remember that today in Texas history, is the day that Coronado wrote to the King of Spain about El Llano Estacado, my friends. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by our fine friends at USA Investigations. They provide professional surveillance, witness interviews, and statements. They do security. They do criminal and civil investigations, including workers' comp and much more. Investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. We appreciate them sponsoring our look at Texas history on Pratt on Texas. By the way, speaking of El Llano Estacado, there's a bank that was started. It's 109 years old. I don't know how old they are, about 100 years. I don't remember how old Vista Bank is. It had an earlier name, but still the same folks. They have won one of our official sponsors for a long time on Pratt on Texas, an official sponsor on KWBF in Lubbock. The IBAT, the Independent Bankers Association of Texas, has recognized, 109 years old, that's right, for its Vista Bank, for its response to the pandemic, and they've won their Silver Eagle Award. And yes, they were very customer-friendly during all of that, and we appreciate them being a sponsor of the program. Attorney General Paxton's announced formation of a cold case and missing persons unit. This is rather interesting. It'll be a unit in the AG's office to aid and support law enforcement agencies across the state in these unsolved cases. So, you know, we've got over 19,000 unsolved homicides in the state. It's a big state, 30 million people. And the unit's first case came about because of a request for help from law enforcement. First case was that missing Thomas Brown. We covered on the show a lot out of Canadian from up in Hemphill County. And they helped out, and now it's still a questionable death investigation, but this has led to this. Also, A.G. Paxton's leading a 23-state coalition defending religious liberty for a high school football coach who was unjustly fired for praying after games. And, you know, that at the Ninth Circus is looking at that. My friends, do you see that Washington State's football coach has been fired because he's a state employee and some him and other coaches didn't want to get this vaccine for COVID? That's right, the guy that followed Mike Leach, I guess, at Washington State, lost his $1 million job. He's willing to stand up for what he believes. Now, he's in a position to be able to afford it. The problem is most people can't, and that brings us to just the absolute immorality, the absolute immorality of the legislature not handling this in the special session that just ended on Tuesday. I think the best way to put it is that it's morally reprehensible to allow this precedent to go forward. Too many folks, as usual, have blinkers on, as the Brits call them, or we call them blinders on a horse, where they just get tunnel vision, and all they think about is, oh, this is about COVID. And of course, COVID's been a bad thing, but its death rate's nowhere near any of the things that we've ever had to roll out, you know, major vaccine programs for. It's slightly higher than the flu. And the fact is, it's just, they don't see that this is a precedent. Handing the government the ability to decide that you have to have a medical procedure. And you're an utter ignoramus fool if you think this stops with COVID vaccine or vaccines in general and will not eventually include all kinds of other things. And we know this in Europe, where already they're trying to deny people the right to health care and things if they happen to eat a diet they don't like. Wait till the left gets fully in control. If you eat more than just a few ounces of meat in a week, you know, you're going to have problems. Maybe you won't be eligible to work. Folks, there's no end to this stuff. You've got to stand up. There was a piece out today, Texans call for fourth special session to address vaccine mandates. Freedom Coalition, some members of the legislature, gathered at the Capitol to ask the governor to do this, led by Senator Bob Hall. He said the primary purpose of government is to protect liberty. That's why he's fighting against mandates and wants the issue addressed quickly. State Rep. Jeff Kaysen of Bedford filed legislation to stop all employer vaccine mandates, but nothing was done. He said bills like his are being ignored. He's calling on leadership in Austin to pass meaningful legislation. We've got to stop this tyranny. He said he's right. Alan West, candidate for governor, said crony corporate officials are undermining the freedoms of Texas. Texans have ceded far too much power and authority. That's right. Chad Prather running says, where's the resolve of our elected representatives to fight for the very basic rights of our citizens? Don Huffine said the role of government is to defend the God-given liberties of our citizens. No Texans should lose their job because they don't want to get a COVID vaccine. And this is the point. Washington State, for example, runs the biggest ferry system in the country. Can't run their ferries right now because almost 200 ferry service workers are denying their state mandate on getting the vaccine. We've seen this in the airlines. You've got to stand up on this stuff. But one of the things that bugs me is how they put corporate campaign donations and the business lobby ahead of a fundamental human right. It is a fundamental human right to be able to work and earn a living. And to allow the federal government to be Texans and not willing to pass a law and make an excuse of, well, it puts us at odds with the feds. Huh? I thought that's what we've been championing. Abbott and everybody championing up and down during Obama years and now during Biden years. Oh, we're going to do the opposite. We're going to sue the federal government. We're going to fight. Oh, but on this, lay down and die. Why? Because the business coalitions give a lot of money to legislators, my friends, particularly in the off season, and they don't want to lose that money. And the business groups, they don't care about your liberty. They just want to get on down the road. And it's a sellout extreme.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Not only do we beef up with Raider Red Meats, Isabel and I love their sausage, especially that with the cheese and Hatch green chili in it, and their spicy barbecue sauce has become my favorite. Some Raider Red Meats products available in select United supermarkets. Ask at the meat counter. Raider Red Meats does sell the best tasting, best quality beef, pork, and lamb. Learn more at RaiderRedMeats.com, see sales at their Facebook page, and visit their Texas Tech campus store in Lubbock, where we shop.
Not only can Corley Demo and Construction tear it down, dig it out, level it off, and clean it up, Corley Demo and Construction can build it back. Full general contracting is available, and we will do it right. That's the construction in CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com. Free estimates. Contact us today at CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com. Quality work, quality cleanup. CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com. That's CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com.
It's the show everyone listens to, even if they don't admit it. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Picking up from the last segment, by the way, did you see the... No, you probably hadn't seen much about Florida and Governor DeSantis, a true conservative. DeSantis' critics fall silent as Florida's COVID cases drop. Washington Examiner's had a story on this. Others have picked up on it. Florida's COVID response has been described as reckless, dangerous, and anti-science. Its Republican governor weathered months of scorn for loosening pandemic restrictions ahead of other state leaders. Its case counts, when on the rise, are often cited by critics as evidence that the entire Republican approach to managing the virus has failed, but drops in Florida's case counts invite a fraction of the attention. New infections per 100,000 residents dropped to 12 over the past week in Florida. That's according to the New York Times tracker. Over the past 14 days, cases dropped 48%. That's why you have a bell curve. All viral outbreaks work like this. Other states with far more expansive pandemic restrictions are seeing COVID continue to spread at faster rates than Florida. In New York, for example, the rate of new cases is more than double that of Florida's at 25 per 100,000 residents over the past week. In Washington State, the rate of new infections per 100,000 residents was at 31 during the past week, and that's restrictions on everything in Washington State. Enforced vaccines. Other Republican governors, it says in this piece, who ditched restrictions earlier have so far resisted pressure to require vaccination, have faced much less heat for pursuing the same kind of policies as DeSantis. Few of the more dramatic predictions about the result of DeSantis' approach have come to pass. In other words, almost none of their doom and gloom came to pass. But the seeming success of his refusal to mandate masks, social distancing measures, and ultimately vaccines didn't silence more of his vocal critics who continue to sound the alarm over the summer of DeSantis' push to reopen schools fully without any masking requirements in the classroom. Why is my printer going off? You know, I hate that. How many of y'all have one of these printers that just ever so often it does a warm-up? Sorry, it's distracting. Anyway, it says they changed in August. They were still griping, but changed in August and September when the highly contagious Delta variant drove a deadly wave of new infections that hit Florida. The spike in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths attracted widespread national coverage and a fresh round of criticism aimed at DeSantis, who was at that point not just declining to implement pandemic-related mandates statewide, but actively attempting to stop any Florida entity from adopting them on their own. Because he was standing up for people's God-given basic liberty, my friends. DeSantis understands what this is about, and he's been playing less politics. He's not been sticking his finger in the wind like Abbott has. He's been a leader. Florida's apparent emergence from that wave and return to a transmission rate lower than its neighbors and much of the country has warranted little reevaluation of the narrative surrounding DeSantis' stewardship of the state. In Washington state, with nearly three times the number of new COVID-19 infections this past week than Florida, state employees faced a deadline Monday to take the vaccine or lose their jobs. Same kind of stuff's going on in New York and other places. DeSantis has stood solidly for our basic human rights, and that should not be forgotten. And he's not been afraid to be a leader, worried about the polls on it. And let's see. Huffines has he's announced his support for Prop 3 in the constitutional amendment to stop Abbott from shutting down churches again, or like in Lubbock, the local mayor who did, and then claims he didn't, but he did, absolutely did. And that's Prop 3. Go look at my recommendations on the constitutional amendment propositions at proudontexas.com. They're right there for you to look at, and early voting is already underway in that. Shifting to our campaign stack, good news, State Senator Kel Seliger's finally decided he doesn't have to have the title and the hobby that much, because it's all it's been is a hobby for him, being a state senator. You know, he's listed on everybody's list, not just conservative groups, but academic groups, as the most liberal Republican in the Senate. And he has been in there since 2004. He's out of Amarillo. He's never been a conservative in any way. And he's not going to seek re-election, which is fabulous news. There are already a whole bunch of folks planning to run against him. In fact, Midland oil businessman Kevin Sparks has already been endorsed by President Trump in his challenge to Seliger, because everybody on the inside knows Seliger's a nitwit and terrible. So that'll be interesting for Senate District 31. The Seliger people, he was redistricted. No, they all had to grow, and it didn't hurt him that bad. Just balance the district a little more where the Amarillo end of it doesn't have power over Midland, Odessa. Isn't that fair? Isn't that what we want, more balance? Well, he's backing out, and that's good news. In House District 64, Andy Hopper is going to challenge incumbent Republican there, state rep. He announced today that he will run for the new lines for House District 64, which now includes Wise County, where he leads. He's a strong Republican, conservative. Mike Olcott, grassroots leader in Parker County, who I mentioned yesterday, is going to run for House District 60 to challenge Glenn Rogers. Said he's excited his friend Hopper's running, just the man we did in Austin to push back against the overreaching federal government. You remember Hopper's a warrant officer in the Texas State Guard. He made waves this year when he exposed a training session, this is as reported by the Texas Scorecard, of the Texas State Guard, quote, to indoctrinate a left-wing political agenda of cultural Marxism, critical race theory, and moral relativism upon the Texas military force. Unlike the Army National Guard, the Texas State Guard answers only to Governor Abbott, and yet this CRT stuff was going on in the State Guard, and he was one of the whistleblowers. And he's also said he's against, you know, illegal border crossings and unconstitutional medical mandates. He'll face incumbent State Rep. Lynn Stuckey of Sanger, who was elected in 2016 and who is not very good. He's He's okay, he's pro-life, and that's good, but Stuckey has only got a 51 out of 100 from Texans for Fiscal Responsibility and 65 out of 100 from Young Conservatives of Texas. He's not the worst, but he could be better. And Democrat quorum breaker Michelle Beckley has bowed out of her big Metroplex bid for Congress. She's from Carrollton. Jeremy Kitchen at the scorecard said she announced this morning she was suspending her bid for Congress, where she was going to challenge freshman Congresswoman and a good conservative Beth Van Dyne for Texas 24. She announced the candidacy back in July while she was AWOL, you know, playing around with the other Democrats in Washington illegally, not being present in the state capitol. But with redistricting and everything, she's having to back out, and even her current House district, state House district, is now lined up in a way that wouldn't be good for her. So that's good riddance there. You like that, you know. Makes me think of my official sponsor in Lubbock, Gafford Pest Control. Whenever the bugs get out and it gets warm, the bugs get out, you want to come in there and just spray, get rid of them. You don't want to deal with the vermin. You don't want to deal with the bugs. It's good when we see these lefty bugs just kind of extricate themselves from the playing field. No telling what she'll end up doing, but that's good. And Van Dyne would have beaten her, even in the way that district was. But nevertheless, good news there, and great, fantastic news that Kel Seliger is not running for re-election to the Texas Senate. Let's hope voters rally around real conservatives. They already have some choices there running for that district that are conservatives. And that will be great, because the last thing we need is that Ginger Nelson of Amarillo and the other Seliger crowd of completely fake Republicans. I mean, these people are huge. But they're just like the Castro twins in San Antonio. They want taxpayer money for everything, you know, let government run everything. They're just awful. And plus, they just have disdain for the average person and for taxpayers. And they'll put the money, don't kid yourself, Amarillo. Towns always see this stuff as, we got to have the person from our town and all that, and it's really rather silly. Unless, of course, your view of government is nothing but bringing pork home. And that's what most people, sadly, that's what a lot of these peoples are, including chambers of commerce and others. That's their view of government, and it's disgusting, and it's why we find ourselves as a bankrupt nation at the moment. We'll move on to more news of Texas in a moment, right here on the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
A Texas Aggie from the big country said he and his wife visited Dr. Silvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be, very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. He added that the dental work he had done would have been about $12,000 at home, and of course that wouldn't have come with a fun vacation in which he and his wife toured volcanoes, hot springs, a nature and wildlife park, a coffee farm, a central market, and took a riverboat ride, went ziplining, and dined at some nice restaurants. Learn more about Dr. Silvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
At Thacker, every piece of jewelry represents a moment in time worth celebrating.
But when the jewelry leaves our store, that's when the real story begins. Her engagement ring will tell the story of the loving relationship that you share.
Your wedding band tells the story of the perfect day when you two came together. I'm blessed to be in a business where every piece of jewelry that leaves our store goes on to tell a beautiful story. We hope you'll start your story with Thacker's.
There is a delicious treasure in Abilene not to be missed. It's Bell's Chicken Dinner House, where homemade, fresh, mouthwatering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls, and unbeatable homemade desserts are created for your dining pleasure. Bell's Chicken Dinner House, an Abilene treasure, is open to serve you lunch and dinner Thursday through Saturday, and open Sunday for that perfect traditional after church lunch. Enjoy Bell's Chicken Dinner House Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
He's a bullfrog with a bullhorn, and he's not afraid to use it. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. I had several stories today, one out of the Statesman, Texas voters to decide whether to raise state homestead exemption from $25,000 to $40,000. Now, if you heard me talk about that yesterday, I mean, it's an okay thing. It'll have to go on the May ballot, interestingly. But it was just because the legislature punted on property, on real property tax relief. Senator Betancourt has worked so hard and produced so many good bills, and they get out of the Senate, and the House just doesn't want to do it because so many of these members, not all of them, but so many of them are liars. They tell you they're all concerned about property taxes, and they're not. Texas Public Policy Foundation put out a statement saying Texans will never experience the peace of mind that comes with owning their homes till property taxes are eliminated and blah, blah, blah. They were very disappointed. That was the point in what happened. They couldn't even do anything that was worthwhile. Despite having a very limited agenda to do, they left stuff undone in this third called session. Well, I had that and some other stories. And then Bethany Blankley at the Center Square, a national outfit, had put all this together. Abbott conservatives at odds over property tax reform. This is our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by our friends at Allied Compliance Services, AlliedCompliance.com. Bethany wrote, after the third special legislative session ended, Governor Abbott issued a statement praising the accomplishment of the Republican-led legislature's conservative grassroots leaders pointed out that no real property tax relief was accomplished. Instead, the legislature voted to add a constitutional amendment giving homesteaders an average of $175 rebate, which voters can approve or reject as a constitutional amendment in March. She says March of next year. I think it won't be in the primary ballot. It'll be on the May local election cycle, I would guess. But this is silly. I mean, it is. Last time we raised the homestead exemption, everybody, all the local governments raise taxes to that amount and say, well, then we'll get a big haul of money and we can say, but your taxes didn't go up. Well, then you don't get your rebate either. So the governor bragged on this stuff, and he shouldn't have. And he said it would provide relief. Well, last time we did this, it didn't provide relief. And that, to the consternation of the legislature, which for years since then has tried to do these things where there were teeth in them, where they couldn't be just ignored by local government. My friend Michael Quinn Sullivan is quoted in this piece at the Center Square with the Texas scorecard saying, after ignoring the issue for all of 2021's regular legislative session, the two special sessions this summer, and until literally the last minute of the evaporating third special session, the legislature delivered a property tax solution no one asked for and which accomplishes almost nothing. I read you that yesterday. That was in the Texas Minute email. Instead of working to eliminate them, following through with the proposal from the Texas Public Policy Foundation, they opted for an average $175 payment for people. It's not even a payment. It's not even a guaranteed savings. Again, if we vote on it, we'll vote for it. It'll raise the homestead exemption, which is great, does nothing for commercial property, does nothing for rent houses and stuff like that. But for your homestead, yeah. But it doesn't require that local governments hold the line on spending so that you get the rebate. It's a nothing deal. And this piece goes into how a lot of other people are very angry about it. And they talked about how Kevin Roberts, I just told you, from TPPF, who's going on to be the head of the Heritage Foundation, said, look, we can't ever own our homes. And he said, even more concerning, there are no permanent changes to the system that would compress property tax rates over time. They just can't get it done. And I want to tell you why. You know, go back to Senator Seliger's little self-serving statement he put out about not running for re-election. He said he was proud of representing the people and schools. And so, no, schools aren't voters. They're an entity of government. But this is how these people think. They think they get in there and they act and they literally do believe their constituency are county courthouses, city halls, and school districts, and a few other type of government districts like hospital districts. Forgetting, wait a minute, all of those are subsets. Those all belong to and are funded by the same taxpayer voters who you are actually supposed to represent. And Seliger went on about his unflappable commitment to local control. Let me tell you what they mean by local control. It's the biggest joke in the world. I've been telling it for you for years. I know. I mean, I've actually sat in on the meetings years ago, where they would make fun of this stuff and they would laugh. You know, local control, let me tell you, local control, to most of the people who flap their gums about it, simply means to take all fetters off. In other words, there's no restrictions or anything on what local government can do to you and how much they can raise your taxes. That's their definition of local control. And they love it because this is their constituency base. Make those city councilmen happy. Let them do spend money. Let the county spend money. Let the university spend money. Whatever. Hand them money. That's what they like. That's how they do it. Oh, by the way, speaking of that. So anyway, they didn't get any property tax reform done, even though they'd been telling us they were going to, and the governor had been telling us they were going to, and they did nothing. And that they should not be patted on the back for a good session when they can't even do that. There was a piece today in KCBD in Lubbock, the vaccine mandating company, Gray Media, where they talked to our good friend, former guest host of the show, Paul Arbeen, legendary broadcaster and friend. And it's about Lubbock. You know, everybody's raising, people in the city of Lubbock. Lubbock County's got a huge tax increase on the ballot. That's right. It has to be on the ballot because they raise taxes so much that new county judge, you did not give the conservatives a third vote with the precinct one election in Lubbock County. So now, once again, it's 3-2 on everything. Huge increase at the county. I mean, it's substantial. It's about $70 on the average homeowner. Average homeower in Lubbock is $169,000 average. So a lot of you, it's going to be $140, $200, $300 a year. Just to throw the sheriff more money, which, of course, they throw more money to the sheriff every single budget, seems like. But Bean talking about the city of Lubbock's big bond. I mean, we're talking, this all adds up. Everybody says ours is just little, but they're all over the ballot. So you got a constitutional amendment election, but you got the county where I live raising taxes, and you got the city of Lubbock proposing $174.5 million for street work. My friend Paul Bean told KCBD it's probably exactly the right project at exactly the wrong time with the debt that the city has. He said it's too expensive and citizens should have had a chance to vote on each individual project. Some are probably needed, Bean said. Some are probably not. When you start trying to please six members of the Lubbock City Council, you got a myriad of projects. This is what happens in every town. You got to divide it out so everybody's behind it. He said some of the roadways shouldn't make the cut. Spend over $40 million on Broadway. The sidewalks expanded. The bike lanes. I'm in downtown Lubbock a lot. I never seen anybody on a bicycle. I don't believe Lance Armstrong could ride a bicycle down Broadway on those brick streets. For a homeowner with 150, anyway, it's just amazing. Everybody's always just a little bit. It's just, well, you know what? It's a little bit of our money, not yours. Going back to the marketing director for the city of Lubbock on that statue issue I mentioned earlier, why can't y'all just leave us alone? Why can't you just get, well, I'm going to get too wound up on it. But it's at every turn demanding more of your money and more of your money. Your legislators are going to sit there in these primaries and tell you, oh, it's a problem. Oh, property taxes are a problem. They had regular session, first special session, second called session, third called session. They did not one damn thing about it that was substantive. Nothing substantive. They don't really care because too many of them, their constituency is that commissioner's court and the city halls and the school boards, not you. So don't buy it and call them on their lies because it doesn't matter what you say. It matters what you do in life much more than it matters what you say. Don't forget, voter recommendations for the statewide constitutional amendment election are up at prideontexas.com. While you're there, if you're not a member, join the listener club. My friends, thanks for joining us. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Let's get on our knees and pray for our country. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.